Good day, this is Randy Johnston from In the Trenches, and this particular session is about mid-range accounting done right. And as we've been looking at the proper way to implement different types of technologies, I thought it was time to visit accounting software again. There's been more interest in mid-range accounting in the opening months of 2007 than we've seen in some years. Perhaps it's a Y2K bounce. It could be that spending has been held off as long as possible. Perhaps firms have looked at the transition caused by Microsoft technology changes with Vista and Office 2007, the coming hardware changes, and the business managers have decided they've waited long enough to be sure about the general technology direction they think is right. Most likely, that interest is caused by business managers who just want to control their businesses more effectively and efficiently with improved and more highly integrated technology to serve their customers better. One thing they know for sure, mid-market accounting has become stronger and a better value for larger businesses scaling down. All mid-market accounting software vendors have updated their products significantly over the last year. They've tried to improve the products by making them more componentized and have enabled more web-like features by using .NET and other technical strategies. The market and the response of products to this market is quite different than 10 years ago, even though many of the players are the same. Based on the market share in the U.S. market, there are two major mid-market general accounting competitors, Sage and Microsoft. The Sage family of products has breadth and depth with products like MES 90, MES 200, MES 500, ACPAC, Timberline, and many others. Microsoft's products, including Dynamics GP, Dynamics NAV, Dynamics SL, and Dynamics AX, are admirable competitors. Key competitors in the mid-market are SAP with Business One, Open Systems with Traverse or their OSAS product, and Cispro has released good updates that improve their competitive position as well. Other large competitors in the mid-range space include the specialty competitor of Infor, which has acquired a broad range of products, primarily in manufacturing and distribution, just like Exact has acquired products like McCullough ES or JobBoss. The large-scale vendors like SAP and Oracle continue to penetrate the mid-range accounting market with their offerings, and we expect much from the new SAP A1S. And of course, the bottom of the mid-market has low-range products like Cyma, Peachtree Quantum by Sage, and Intuit QuickBooks Enterprise working their way upmarket. Most users of accounting software have now been automated for 15 to 20 years or longer. They have typically purchased two or three different systems over this period of time and have a clearer view of what they expect a mid-range accounting product to do. Even though the products are getting more sophisticated, there are still key features missing, reports that would be helpful, and other issues in most products today. In other words, there is not a single silver bullet that fits all and solves all business problems. The selection of an accounting product largely dictates the processes that a business will have to follow. Some business managers understand they have to change their processes to fit the product they select, while others are adamant about maintaining their existing processes, fighting the new system almost every step of the way. Understanding the business needs and processes are the keys to implementing an accounting software product done right. I'm not sure when requirements definition and needs analysis left the technology industry or the accounting software selection process, but these steps should never be skipped. A complete set of selection steps is on the website accountingsoftwareworld.com. A consultant may be able to help you through the process, and you can contract me for reputable referrals if you need to, although many are listed on this site. In our consulting practice, we help at least one company per month with accounting software selection in addition to our paperless selection and our technology assessment and technology planning practice. There are a number of errors made by firms in the selection process today. For example, no time is spent on identifying the key needs, problems to solve, etc. As soon as the sales cycle begins, remember that it's the salesperson's job to get a signed contract and check. It'll become your job to manage the implementation process to a successful completion. Frequent errors made in selection of software today include 1. Emotional buy-in with little or no needs analysis. 2. Lack of preparation before beginning the buying process. 3. Focusing too little on features, micromanagement, or ignoring the importance of the installation team. 4. Focusing too much on features, not keeping the big picture of needs. 5. Buying on brand. 6. buying an unproven product. 7, making a technology decision instead of a business decision. 8, buying too large a product, training, maintenance, complexity all become issues. 9, buying too small a product, trying to save too much will cause more cost with inefficiencies and renegade supplemental systems like Excel reporting. 10, trying to save money by limiting the number of users. We want more users on a good system to leverage everyone's efforts. Understand these common errors are guidelines of mistakes made. You have to have the initiative to think through your needs and not be sold on the sizzle of a demonstration, but on the fit of the product and the installer partner VAR that will do the installation. For example, you may take the chance and potentially make a risky decision on a product with no track record. We understand there has to be some customers who take the risk on a new product or there'd be no innovation. However, most of you don't get the opportunity to be one of the first 100 customers of a product. Look at reference sites like myaccountingsoftwareworld.com and contact me, the editor, if the product you are considering is not listed on the site. Chances are I'll know the product, and there will be many reasons why the product is not listed. What are the key things to look for when selecting a mid-range product? 1, the quality of the installer, partner of VAR. 2, the fit to the business needs. 3, upgradability, personalization, customization. 4, integration across all functions, CRM, business analytics, budgeting, etc. 5, the ability of third-party modules for specialized needs, paperless warehouse management, EDI, sales tax, etc. 6, ease of use. 7, scalability. Expect to keep this product for 10-plus years. How big will the firm be at that time, and can this product scale that far? 8, web enablement, integration, remote access, customer service, self-service, emailing, invoices, etc. 9, financial reporting, business analytics, key performance indicator, and dashboard support. And 10, handheld integration to the BlackBerry, Pocket PC, or Trio. If you've not been to recent CPE on accounting software, please consider this type of training. My company, K2 Enterprises, will be producing accounting software symposiums as well as technology conferences throughout this fall, sponsored by the state CPA societies. The symposiums will be one of your best opportunities to see many mid-market products in action at the same time. And as an added benefit, I may get to meet you there. This is Randy Johnston from In the Trenches.